800-556-7089. That's 800-556-7089.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 4 number one albums. 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 7 Grammy Awards. 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism. 1 in 68. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
7:04 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. West Valley police have released the identity of a teenage girl who was struck and killed last night while trick-or-treating. 14-year-old Victoria Hillman was crossing the street at 2700 West and 6100 South when the driver of a van apparently did not see her. A memorial is building at the site of the accident, and the whole neighborhood is mourning the loss of Victoria.
It's a miracle that the other kids that she was with was not hit. She seemed like a very nice young lady. As soon as it got out that she was hurt, you know, our whole trick-or-treating in the neighborhood kind of shut down a little bit to mourn the loss of their friend.
The driver of the van did not exhibit any signs of impairment. A 17-year-old boy critical this evening following a wreck on I-215. Police say he was a passenger and they believe the driver of the car was impaired. A Nissan veered off the right side of the road and hit the bottom of an overhead sign. Crews worked to extricate the two people from the car. The 23-year-old female driver is in serious condition. A man was shot twice in what police say was a case of mistaken identity. Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder says it happened in Midvale after a man opened fire on an officer. He returned fire but accidentally shot a bystander, 30-year-old Justin Evans. He was shot in the arm and leg.
Our deep sympathies go out to that family and to that individual.
Winder says the suspect was caught after a foot chase about 10 minutes later. Evans is recovering in the hospital. His family is asking for privacy. Coming up on KSL News Radio, we have a little weather in the forecast. That's coming up next. KSL News Time, 7:05.
You get home and get to work faster by staying out of traffic backups.
That's why you use Triple Team Traffic mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
To fasten your seatbelt, insert the metal fittings and tighten the strap. And in the event of a sudden rush of cabin generosity, your seat cushion can be used to grant wishes. How? By donating your airline miles to Make-A-Wish. Why? Because your frequent flyer account is stuffed as fat as your carry-on. And just like the workout clothes you packed, you're never going to use all those miles. But if you donate some to Make-A-Wish, you can give wishes wings and put sick kids right where you're sitting now. No, not in seats to Newark. Seats to fun family places, breaks from treatments and doctor visits and hospital stays, wishes to feel better, and lots of times get better too. Push your call buttons if you feel me. Alrighty then. Well, once we reach cruising altitude, you can use your electronic device to make your pledge of miles or money to Make-A-Wish at givewisheswings.org. That's givewisheswings.org. And then move about the cabin with pride, knowing that you've made a huge difference in the life of a Make-A-Wish kid. Because wishes work wonders, people.
Drive to work with Utah's Morning News.
Then get coverage on Doug Wright, the browsers, and on the drive home.
Seriously, everything we do is news on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. The drive looks good along the Wasatch Front. A few headlights, but no accidents to report. We'll top off tomorrow right around 63 after an overnight low of 52. Chance of rain as we head into Tuesday, maybe even a little snow on the valley floor by Wednesday. Downtown in Salt Lake City, 62 at 7:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Wimmer, and this is Read Today. Each Sunday night, as your family is winding down your time together, KSL offers several stories that will delight, instruct, and yes, entertain your kids. So sit down with your preschoolers and elementary school children and listen together. We hope it encourages you to read today with KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. I'm Amy Iverson with The Browser, and this is Mrs. Tabby Gray. Motto for the mother. All mother love attracts the child. It's worldwide tenderness he feels, and every beast that loves her young, his mother's love to him reveals. Mrs. Tabby Gray with her three little kittens lived out in the barn where the hay was stored. One of the kittens was white, one was black, and one gray, just like her mother, who was called Tabby Gray from the color of her coat. These three little kittens opened their eyes when they grew old enough and thought there was nothing so nice in all this wonderful world as their own dear mother, although she told them of a great many nice things, like milk and bread, which they should have when they could go up to the big house where she had her breakfast, dinner, and supper. Every time Mother Tabby came from the big house, she had something pleasant to tell. "Bones for dinner today, my dears," she would say. Or, "I had a fine romp with the ball and the baby," until the kittens longed for the time when they could go too. One day, however, Mother Cat walked in with joyful news. "I have found an elegant new home for you," she said, "in a very large trunk where some old clothes are kept, and I think I had better move at once." Then she picked up the small black kitten, without any more words, and walked right out of the barn with him. The black kitten was astonished, but he blinked his eyes at the bright sunshine and tried to see everything. Out in the barnyard, there was a great noise, for the white hen had laid an egg and wanted everybody to know it. But Mother Cat hurried on without stopping to inquire about it, and soon dropped the kitten into the large trunk. The clothes made such a soft, comfortable bed, and the kitten was so tired after his exciting trip that he fell asleep, and Mrs. Tabby trotted off for another baby. While she was away, the lady who owned the trunk came out in the hall, and when she saw that the trunk was open, she shut it, locked it, and put the key in her pocket, for she did not dream that there was anything so precious as a kitten inside. As soon as the lady had gone upstairs, Mrs. Tabby Gray came back with the little white kitten. And when she found the trunk closed, she was terribly frightened. She put the white kitten down and sprang on top of the trunk and scratched with all her might, but scratching did no good. Then she jumped down and reached up to the keyhole, but that was too small for even a mouse to pass through, and the poor mother mewed pitifully. What was she to do? She picked up the white kitten and ran to the barn with it. Then she made haste to the house again and went upstairs to the lady's room. The lady was playing with her baby, and when Mother Cat saw this, she rubbed against her skirts and cried, "Meow, meow! You have your baby and I want mine! Meow, meow!" By and by, the lady said, "Poor kitty, she must be hungry." She went down to the kitchen and poured sweet milk in a saucer, but the cat did not want milk. She wanted her baby kitten out of the big black trunk, and she mewed as plainly as she could, "Give me my baby, give me my baby out of your big black trunk." The kind lady decided that she must be thirsty. "Poor kitty, I will give you water." But when she set the bowl of water down, Mrs. Tabby Gray mewed more sorrowfully than before. She wanted no water. She only wanted her dear baby kitten, and she ran to and fro, crying until at last the lady followed her, and she led the way to the trunk. "What can be the matter with this cat?" said the lady, and she took the trunk key out of her pocket, put it in the lock, unlocked the trunk, raised the top, and in jumped Mother Cat with such a bound that the little black kitten waked up with a start. "Purr, purr, my darling child," said Mrs. Tabby Gray in great excitement. "I have had a dreadful fright." And before the black kitten could ask one question, she picked him up and started for the barn. The sun was bright in the barnyard and the hens were still chattering there, but the black kitten was glad to be back to the barn. His mother was glad too, for as she nestled down in the hay with her three little kittens, she told them that a barn was the best place after all to raise children.
and she never afterwards changed her mind. The end.
The buzzard, the bat, and the bumblebee. If you put a buzzard in a pen 6 or 8 feet square and entirely open at the top, the bird, in spite of his ability to fly, will be an absolute prisoner. The reason is that a buzzard always begins a flight from the ground with a run of 10 or 12 feet. Without space to run, as is his habit, he will not even attempt to fly, but will remain a prisoner for life in a small jail with no top. The ordinary bat that flies around at night, a remarkable nimble creature in the air, cannot take off from a level place. If it is placed on the floor or flat ground, all it can do is shuffle about helplessly and no doubt painfully until it reaches some slight elevation from which it can throw itself into the air. Then, at once, it takes off like a flash. A bumblebee, if dropped into an open tumbler, will be there until it dies, unless it is taken out. It never sees the means of escape at the top, but persists in trying to find some way out through the sides near the bottom. It will seek a way where none exists until it completely destroys itself. In many ways, there are lots of people like the buzzard, the bat, and the bee. They are struggling about with all their problems and frustrations, not realizing that the answer is right there above them. The end.
Ago, a man inherited a house from his great uncle who died in the war. The house sat on a hill outside the next state, and rumors were told that it was haunted. The man traveled to the town to inspect the house and found that it was a wonderful old mansion in great condition, but very, very old. So he decided to move in and enjoy his inheritance. A couple of weeks after he moved in, late at night, the phone rang. When he answered it, a voice said, "I'm the Vindavipa. I'll be there in 2 weeks." It then hung up before he could say anything. This really shook the man. The next day, he searched the internet under snakes for Vindavipa. Couldn't find a thing. A week passed with no concerns, and again, late one night, the phone rang. "I'm the Vindavipa. I'll be there in 1 week." Then hung up. This made the man quite nervous. Not knowing what a Vindavipa was, he asked around the town. No one had ever heard of such a viper. 4 days later, late at night, the phone rang. "I'm the Vindavipa. I'll be there in 2 days." The man is getting much more concerned at this point. The next night, the phone rang. "I'm the Vindavipa. I'd be there tomorrow." Needless to say, the man is just plain scared now. The next evening, the phone rang. "I'm the Vindavipa. I'll be there in 1 hour. The man tries to leave, but his car battery's dead. Nearly an hour later, the phone rang. "I'm the Vindavipa. I'll be there in 2 minutes. The man runs around, locking all the windows and doors, and calls 911. "The police are on their way." Soon there was a knock at the door. The man opened the door a crack and asked, "Is that the police?" "No, I'm the Vindavipa. I come every month to wipe your window."
Stay tuned. More great stories coming up on Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
So, you want to stay informed on presidential politics. We get that.
There is a pattern of Republicans getting us into economic messes.
But maybe you don't want to live it, breathe it, and eat it. Well, we get that, too.
It's going bad. Our jobs are going to Asia.
Tune in, Your Voice, Your Vote, 2016. Weekday mornings and afternoons. It's essential election coverage every 30 minutes. And a complete recap from the campaign trail with Doug Wright at 10:05 each morning. Only on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll really want this. A My Social Security account at socialsecurity.gov. You can estimate your future benefits and manage current benefits online. Millions of people have a My Social Security account. Get yours today, because someday is here at socialsecurity.gov.
We are a people full of fearless. You can see it every summer morning along the Wasatch Front, every fall on the trails of Moab, and every winter on the slopes of Snowbird. Because we're a region that began with a sense of freedom and never looked back. And for more than 70 years, Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield has supported that spirit, providing strength and security with the card most accepted by top doctors and specialists. Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
With diamond jewelry from Shane Company, every woman can have a modern, fashion-forward look. I'm Tom Shane, and my team of fashion buyers are young and in tune with the current trends. They keep our huge selection fresh, ahead of the curve, and loaded with exclusive styles. Geometric shapes are really in vogue, and we have a huge selection of geometric diamond necklaces, earrings, and rings. Diamond hoop earrings are popular, too, and we have you covered in all price ranges. The infinity symbol is also a hot fashion statement, and my designers are weaving that look into unique styles you won't find anywhere else. See these and all the other fashion trends in diamond jewelry at Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, at the corner of State Street and 7200 South. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday till 5, closed Sundays. Online at ShaneCo.com.
This is Reed Today. I'm Nadine Wimmer. Here's our next story.
Hi, I'm Governor Gary Herbert. The story is called Love, Wealth, and Success. The author is unknown. A woman came out of her house and saw three old men with long white beards sitting in her front yard. She did not recognize them. She said, "I don't think I know you. But you must be hungry. Please come in and have something to eat." "Is the man of the house home?" they asked. "No," she said, "he's out." "Then we cannot come in," they replied. In the evening, when her husband came home, she told him what had happened. "Go tell them I am home and invite them to come in," he said. The woman went out and invited the men in. "We do not go into a house together," they replied. "Why is that?" she wanted to know. One of the old men explained, "His name is Wealth," he said, pointing to one of his friends, and said, pointing to another one, "He is Success, and I am Love." Then he added, "Now go in and discuss with your husband which one of us you want in your home." The woman went in and told her husband what was said. Her husband was overjoyed. "How nice," he said. "Since that is the case, let us invite Wealth. Let him come and fill our home with wealth." His wife disagreed. "My dear, why don't we invite Success?" Their daughter-in-law was listening from the other corner of the house. She jumped in with her own suggestion. "Would it not be better to invite Love? Our home will then be filled with love." "Let us heed our daughter-in-law's advice," said the husband to the wife. "Go out and invite Love to be our guest." The woman went out and asked the three old men, "Which one of you is Love? Please come in and be our guest." Love got up and started walking toward the house. The other two also got up and followed him. Surprised, the lady asked Wealth and Success, "I only invited Love. Why are you coming in?" The old men replied together, "If you had invited Wealth or Success, the other two of us would have stayed out. But since you invited Love, wherever he goes, we go with him. Wherever there is love, there is also wealth and success." The end.
I'm Scott Seeger, and from all of us at KSL News Radio, KSL5, and KSL.com, here's our next story on Read Today, a Connecticut Yankee folktale. Now, here in the South, we all do not approve of your so-called Connecticut Yankee peddlers. So when one appeared in the yard of my tavern, I was not of a mind to give him a room for the night. He was a scrawny fellow with a mop of white hair and a withered face. He did not seem like a crafty Yankee peddler. He looked more like a grandfather on his last legs. Surely this Connecticut Yankee had no harm in him. Now, curiosity being my downfall, as my wife would be the first to tell you, I was keen to see a real Yankee trick. So I told him that he might have lodgings for the night if he would play a Yankee trick before he left. Well, he promised me the trick, but said he was tired and went directly to bed.
Next morning, everything went wrong. My odd boy never showed up. I was forced to care for the horses myself while my wife cooked breakfast. When I finally got inside, my wife was leaning over a table full of the peddler's wares. She was fingering a coverlet that matched the ones that we have upstairs. The peddler named a ridiculously low price, and my wife nodded eagerly. Just then, one of our other customers called me to his table to pay his bill, so I did not see the peddler finalize the sale. It was only after the peddler called for his buggy, paid for his room, and began to drive away that I suddenly remembered his promise. "Peddler," I called, "what about the Yankee trick you promised?" "I did not see a trick." "You will," he said, whipping up his horse. Just then, my wife stuck her head out from one of the rooms upstairs. "Harry," she cried, "that sneaky Yankee just sold me the cover for my own bed." The end.
Little boy Blue, please cover your nose. You sneezed on Miss Muffet and ruined her clothes. You sprayed Mother Hubbard and now she is sick. You put out the fire on Jack's candlestick. Your sneeze is the reason why Humpty fell down. You drenched Yankee Doodle when he came to town. The blind mice are angry. Sheep are upset. From now on, use tissues so no one gets wet. I never put my things away. I never dust my room. I never fix the things I break. I never use a broom. I never take the garbage out. I never buy the food. I never get embarrassed when a person sees me nude. I never clean the tabletops. I never scrub the floors. I never turn the TV off. I never lock the doors. I never wash the dinner plates. I never say a word. I never knew that life would be so easy for a bird. Our teacher gave detention to the fountains in the hall. She handed extra homework to the artwork on the wall. We saw her point a finger at a banner and a sign. She said their bad behavior was completely out of line. The principal approached her and said, "What is all this fuss? I heard you tried to punish all the tires on the bus. You've made the teachers angry by disrupting all their classes. So if you want to keep this job, you have to wear your glasses."
A story tells that two friends were walking through the desert. During some point of the journey, they had an argument, and one friend slapped the other in the face. The one who got slapped was hurt, but without saying anything, wrote in the sand, "Today my best friend slapped me in the face." They kept on walking until they found an oasis where they decided to take a bath. The one who had been slapped got stuck in the mire and started drowning, but the friend saved him. After the friend recovered from the near drowning, he wrote on a stone, "Today my best friend saved my life." The friend who had slapped and saved his best friend asked him, "After I hurt you, you wrote in the sand, and now you write on a stone. Why?" The other friend replied, "When someone hurts us, we should write it down in sand, where winds of forgiveness can erase it away. But when someone does something good for us, we must engrave it in stone, where no wind can ever erase it." Learn to write your hurts in the sand and to carve your benefits in stone.
Are There Angels? By Shauna Yates. It is said there are angels in heaven above, and they shine with the light of an inner love. Of these things I had not a clue, but that was before I found you. For in you I've found a love that is so right, it shines all around with the brightest of light. It comes from somewhere so deep within that it has no beginning and knows no end. Your love is a light that brightens each day of all of the people you see on your way. Wherever you go or whatever you do, all see the love that you have inside you. That God sent you here to a place where you'd be sharing such love with someone like me is proof for me that angels exist and are filled with a love that no one could resist. I thank God each day for finding the time, for looking down on me and making you mine. So yes, there are angels in heaven above. I know because God sent one to me. The end.
Stay tuned. More great stories coming up on Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to win great prizes, like tickets to the Heber Valley Western Music and Cowboy Poetry Gathering, October 28th through November 1st. Or win a Papa Murphy's Take and Bake Prize Pack. Papa Murphy's, love at 425 degrees. And find out how you can help the kids at the Christmas Box House by participating in Utah Gives Back, presented by Select Health. It's all there, so bookmark us online today at KSLNewsRadio.com.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for taking
me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP. We help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
7:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Good evening, I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour, the name of a 14-year-old girl who was hit and killed by a van while crossing a street in Taylorsville last night has been released. Victoria Hillman was struck in a pedestrian crossing while trick-or-treating at 2700 West and 6100 South. The driver did not appear to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. An investigation is ongoing. No charges filed at this time. A shootout after a routine traffic stop ends up with an innocent bystander caught in the crossfire. An officer shot 30-year-old Dustin Evans twice before realizing the real suspect had taken off on foot. Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder says Officer Corey Soros thought he was shooting at a man who had opened fire on him.
Multiple rounds were fired into the moving patrol car. A round penetrated the windshield, and also a round entered our officer's bulletproof vest directly in his chest plate.
The suspect was captured and is in custody. Evans, shot in the arm and leg, is recovering in the hospital. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Former Senator Fred Thompson has died at the age of 73. In a statement to ABC News, his family says he died from a recurrence of lymphoma. Thompson was appointed minority counsel on the Senate Watergate Committee and famously asked former White House aide Alexander Butterfield about the existence of a recording system in the White House.
You aware of any devices that were installed in the executive office building office of the president?
Yes, sir, at that time.
Were they installed at the same time?
They were installed at the same time.
Could you tell us a little bit about how those devices worked, how they were activated, for example?
Thompson was also a potential GOP presidential candidate and a movie and television actor. With all the opening weekend flops at the box office lately, it's no surprise that The Martian continues to dominate first place.
At around 4:30 a.m., our satellites detected a storm approaching the Ares 3 mission site on Mars.
A 3D space film starring Matt Damon brought in an estimated $11 million. The film has grossed over $180 million. Goosebumps came in second, and Bridge of Spies was third. Coming up on KSL News Radio, some rain as we move into the work week. We'll check your Monday forecast. KSL News Time, 7:32.
I'm Brian Martin with Utah's Morning News.
This person has been quarantined and is undergoing treatment right now.
On alert for breaking news, and it's important you hear it 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends, things that we couldn't afford. Thanks to VetTix. every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home? That's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi, or shop online, or give out your social security number at your doctor's office or the bank. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs to take what's yours. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, we have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Right now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE.
Planning your weekend is one thing. Knowing is another.
Scattered rain showers, could be a few thunderstorms in the mix.
A seven-day forecast at 20 and 50. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. Don't see any crashes. No slowdown so far this evening on the freeways. Possibility of a rain shower overnight. 52 the overnight low as we head into Monday. A chance of rain, 63. Some showers and maybe some high elevation snow on Monday night. Downtown 61 at 7:35. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good evening, and welcome back to Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Our next story is read by Rebecca Cressman, midday host on FM 100.3, our sister station, and it's called A Holiday to Remember.
As the holiday approached, Tammy was anxious about preparing her first Thanksgiving meal for her husband, her new daughter, and in-laws. She tried to remember the many times her mother had insisted that she join her in the kitchen while she prepared her Thanksgiving feast. Tammy had always complained that she had other things to do and that she would become a big executive one day and hire other people to cook for her. Her mother had always gently shaken her head when Tammy made these statements, and this only infuriated Tammy even more. She could not understand how her mother could work 40 hours a week, take care of three children, a husband, and still find the time to prepare such large meals. Tammy reminisced at the songs her mother would sing or hum as she labored in the kitchen. She recalled the peace that seemed to engulf her mother's face and the pure pleasure that she seemed to take in seeing the family and friends seemingly inhale the delicious meals that her mother had prepared. As Tammy relived these memories, tears gently rolled down her face because she had not taken advantage of the wisdom and training that her mother had tried to impart into her. She lifted her head towards heaven and whispered to her mother, "I am sorry. I should have listened. I should have understood that your sacrifices were done out of love and that cooking those large meals for your family was a pleasure, not a job to be dreaded." She found herself praying, "Mother, help me. I want to create the same memories you did for our family. I understand, and I need your guidance." As Tammy was deep in thought, her husband entered the kitchen and instantly realized that his wife needed emotional reassurance. He knew that this was the first holiday that his mother-in-law would not be here, and that his wife would experience many emotions. He rubbed her neck and whispered in her ear that he loved her. He knew that he could not replace her mother, but he felt that he had to do something to ease her pain. He called Tammy's aunt and told her of his dilemma. She listened quietly and asked him to come to her house. When Kenneth arrived,
Aunt Tiffany handed him an old, dusty, covered box. Aunt Tiffany told Kenneth about the time that she and Tammy's mother had attempted to start a restaurant. They had worked very hard to get the restaurant up and running, but because of the economic recession, people had just not placed eating out on a high scale. Tammy's mother had cataloged hundreds of recipes during that time, and the book that Kenneth now had in his hand contained all of those recipes. His heart flipped as he realized what this book would mean to his beloved wife. As Kenneth returned home, he walked into the kitchen to see the area in a total mess. He quickly walked upstairs and saw that his wife lay on the bed with her face streaked with tears as she lay sleeping with their precious baby held tightly in her arms. He watched for several minutes before going back downstairs. After cleaning up the kitchen, he laid the precious book on the counter and went into the living room to watch television in anticipation of his wife wakening. He must have fallen asleep because he was gently wakened to a glorious smell wafting from the kitchen. As he quietly entered, he heard his wife's humming and singing as she prepared her holiday meal, and her face looked full of peace and pleasure as she moved freely throughout the kitchen. He knew that his mother-in-law had transitioned from this earthly plane, but he could feel her overwhelming presence in the kitchen as he watched his wife perform a labor of love in preparing the holiday feast. He looked up to heaven and whispered a quiet thank you.
Does It Every Time by Tom Mulhern. My head is pounding, I have no rest, so I delve into the medicine chest. I grab a big bottle, for delays I'm in no mood, until I read the label side effects include burping, itching, flatulence, eczema, and bad breath, epileptic seizures, and occasional sudden death. Perhaps this pain is not so bad, and soon my head will steady. Why, I haven't taken anything, and I'm feeling better already. Life still has meaning. If there is a future, there is time for mending. Time to see your troubles coming to an ending. Life is never hopeless, however great your sorrow, if you're looking forward to a new tomorrow. If there is time for wishing, then there is time for hoping. When through doubt and darkness you are blindly groping, though the heart be heavy and hurt you may be feeling, if there is time for praying, there is time for healing. So if through your window there is a new day breaking, thank God for the promise, though mind and soul be aching. If with harvest over there is grain enough for gleaning, there is a new tomorrow and life still has meaning. The End. Author unknown.
Hi, this is Becky Bruce, executive producer of Utah's Morning News with Grant and Amanda. I'm going to read you a story called Dancing with Daddy, author unknown. I am so bored, said Jessica one early Sunday morning. There is nothing fun to do around the house. Jessica Beth was 8 years old and very energetic, ready for some fun. She tried playing inside all by herself, but after a while, it was not any fun. Jessica read to her dolls and got on her computer, but soon that was boring. What else can I do for fun? Thought Jessica. Minutes later, Jessica's daddy entered the room. Jessica, why are you looking so bored? Asked her daddy. It is a boring morning, replied Jessica. Sure, there is plenty to do for fun, said her daddy. Just wait right here. Jessica's daddy went back into his bedroom and into his closet. What in the world is daddy doing in his closet? Thought Jessica. What is he looking for? About 5 minutes later, Jessica's daddy came back with a huge black trunk. What's in the trunk? Asked Jessica. As her daddy opened the trunk, he pulled out a black top hat, a long black cane, and black tap shoes. He put them on and moved some of the furniture back for extra room. Now let me show you a new dance, said her daddy. This is how I used to dance when I lived and performed in New York City. Jessica's daddy looked very funny in his top hat and twirling his cane. She did not know that her daddy knew how to sing and tap dance. As she looked into his trunk, there were old black and white pictures of her daddy dancing and singing in front of people. There were even pictures of her daddy when he was little, around her age. She tried on some of the old hats that her daddy used to wear while dancing. Come on, Jessica, now let's dance, said her daddy. Now let me teach you one of my favorite songs.
hours had passed with Jessica and her daddy having the best of fun dancing and singing. Jessica even taught her daddy one of her dances. Hours later, after having so much fun, Jessica's daddy said, "Now we better clean up this room before we go to church and your mother wakes up." The end.
Hi, this is Ricky Meese from the KSL News Radio Traffic Center. This is The Mystery of the Belly Button by Kit Rawlings. I will tell you a secret that I figured out, and it's something your parents don't even know about. It all hit me one day when I was a kid. It's been 2 to 3 months now, and I'm still convinced. I was taking a bath when all of the sudden, I discovered the mystery of my belly button. See, adults seem to think, and who knows what for, that belly buttons come from umbilical cords. Though your parents' ideas are often quite weird, I will tell you my secret that you need to hear. Buttons are critters, as small as a dime, that have lived with us humans throughout all of time. Some buttons, you see, are afraid of light, so they live in your belly for more room to hide. But darkness is what the others most fear. They hang away from the belly, staying quite clear. How they all got here, I still don't even know. Maybe they crossed the seas in a small button boat. Destined for places all over the world, seeking nice homes with the boys and the girls. No matter how hard you tug and you pull, they'll never come out. Believe me, I know. If you go on with life and accept that they're there, they won't cause a problem, though problems are rare. So when cleaning your button, please be a nice fellow and leave the lint be, for that's your friend's pillow. The end.
Stay tuned. More great stories coming up on Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
So, you want to stay informed on presidential politics. We get that.
There is a pattern of Republicans getting us into economic messes.
But maybe you don't want to live it, breathe it, and eat it. Well, we get that too.
It's going bad. Our jobs are going to Asia.
Tune in, Your Voice, Your Vote 2016. Weekday mornings and afternoons. It's essential election coverage every 30 minutes. And a complete recap from the campaign trail with Doug Wright at 10:05 each morning. Only on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
Utah, you're on the clock. The model year-end countdown is on. Countdown pricing on every new Honda has been extended, but it just can't last. Rush to your Utah Honda dealers and save with countdown pricing on Accord, Civic, CR-V, and Odyssey. The countdown is on with the sporty and stylish 2015 Honda Civic LX sedan with 0.9% financing. Compare and save with better fuel economy and more horsepower than Corolla or Jetta or Accord LX. Full of standard features you don't get with Camry or Altima, like dual climate control, alloy wheels, and 0.9% financing for 60 months. And get ready for off-road fun in the all-new Road Trip Ready 2015 Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year. Are you waiting for the best deal? Get it while you can. The model year-end countdown at your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda. Click UtahHondaDealers.com.
0.9% for well-qualified buyers through October 12th by Honda Financial Services. 1705 on for every 1,000 finance. See your Honda dealer for details.
Who do I play for? I play high school basketball for every baller who ever played a pickup game on a driveway, playground, or alley. Because we all share the same dream. I play for buzzer beaters, big-time boards, and burying rainmakers. I
I play high school basketball for the chance to put my hometown in Utah on the map by playing in a state championship.
Only 0.5% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home.
I play high school basketball because I love performing in front of a capacity crowd in my hometown gym.
This message presented by the Utah High School Activities Association and the Utah Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Jewel
and Kelly Pickler.
Too many women are losing their lives to lung cancer.
It's the number one cancer killer of women in our country.
And we'll need a force to defeat it.
So we've joined the American Lung Association's Lung Force.
Because it's going to take all of our collective strength
to fight for better early detection and more treatments.
And create new hope.
Join the Lung Force and help save women's lives.
Fight lung cancer in women at lungforce.org.
Once again, good evening. Welcome back to Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Let's go back to some American folklore with Utah's morning news, KSL News Radio, morning co-host Amanda Dixon.
Crow brings the daylight, a Native American Inuit myth. Long, long ago, when the world was still new, the Inuit lived in darkness in their home in the vastness of the north. They had never heard of daylight, and when it was first explained to them by Crow, who traveled back and forth between the Northlands and the South, they did not believe him. Yet many of the younger folk were fascinated by the story of the light that gilded the lands to the South. They made Crow repeat his tales until they knew them by heart. "Imagine how far and how long we could hunt," they told one another. "Yes, and see the polar bear before it attacks," others agreed. Soon the yearning for daylight was so strong that the Inuit people begged Crow to bring it to them. Crow shook his head. "I am too old," he told them. "The daylight is very far away. I can no longer go so far." But the pleadings of the people made him reconsider, and finally he agreed to make the long journey to the south. Crow flew for many miles through the endless dark of the north. He grew weary many times and almost turned back. But at last he saw a rim of light at the very edge of horizon and knew that the daylight was close. Crow strained his wings and flew with all his might. Suddenly, the daylight world burst upon him with all its glory and brilliance. The endless shades of color and the many shapes and forms surrounding him made Crow stare and stare. He flapped down to a tree and rested himself, exhausted by his long journey. Above him, the sky was an endless blue, the clouds fluffy and white. Crow could not get enough of the wonderful scene. Eventually, Crow lowered his gaze and realized that he was near a village that lay beside a wide river. As he watched, a beautiful girl came to the river near the tree in which he perched. She dipped a large bucket into the icy waters of the river and then turned to make her way back to the village. Crow turned himself into a tiny speck of dust and drifted down toward the girl as she passed beneath his tree. He settled into her fur cloak and watched carefully as she returned to the snow lodge of her father, who was the chief of the village people. It was warm and cozy inside the lodge. Crow looked around him and spotted a box that glowed around the edges. Daylight, he thought. On the floor, a little boy was playing contentedly. The speck of dust that was Crow drifted away from the girl and floated into the ear of the little boy. Immediately, the child sat up and rubbed at his ear, which was irritated by the strange speck. He started to cry, and the chief, who was a doting grandfather, came running into the snow lodge to see what was wrong. "Why are you crying?" the chief asked, kneeling beside the child. Inside the little boy's ear, Crow whispered, "You want to play with a ball of daylight." The little boy rubbed at his ear and then repeated Crow's words. The chief sent his daughter to the glowing box in the corner. She brought it to her father, who removed a glowing ball, tied it with a string, and gave it to the little boy. He rubbed his ear thoughtfully before taking the ball. It was full of light and shadow, color and form. The child laughed happily, tugging at the string and watching the ball bounce. Then Crow scratched the inside of his ear again, and the little boy gasped and cried. "Don't cry, little one," said the doting grandfather anxiously. "Tell me what is wrong." Inside the boy's ear, Crow whispered, "You want to go outside to play." The boy rubbed at his ear and then repeated Crow's words to his grandfather. Immediately, the chief lifted up the small child and carried him outside, followed by his worried mother. As soon as they were free of the snow lodge, Crow swooped out of the child's ear and resumed his natural form. He dove toward the little boy's hand and grabbed the string from him. Then he rose up and up into the endless blue sky, the ball of daylight sailing along behind him. In the far north, the Inuit saw a spark of light coming toward them through the darkness. It grew brighter and brighter until they could see Crow flapping his wings as he flew toward them. The people gasped and pointed and called it delight. The crow dropped the ball and it shattered upon the ground, releasing the daylight so that it exploded up and out, illuminating every dark place and chasing away every shadow. The sky grew bright and turned blue. The dark mountains took on color and light and form. The snow and ice sparkled so brightly that the Inuit had to shade their eyes. The people laughed and cried and exclaimed over their good fortune. But Crow told them that the daylight would not last forever. He had only obtained one ball of daylight from the people of the South, and it would need to rest for 6 months every year to regain its strength. During that six-month period, the darkness would return. The people said, "Half a year of daylight is enough. Before you brought the daylight, we lived our whole life in darkness." Then they thanked Crow over and over again. To this day, the Inuit live for half a year in darkness and half a year in daylight. And they are always kind to Crow, for it was he who brought them the light. The end.
You've been listening to Read Today on KSL News Radio. Don't forget, read every day and log your minutes on KSL.com. Until next week, this is Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
On your mark, get set, go. This year, start your Thanksgiving Day when you cross the finish line of the Utah human race. This fun tradition helps hungry families statewide by putting much-needed food on their tables. Not just during the holidays, but all year long. All proceeds of the race benefit Utah Food Bank. So please join us and register online at utahhumanrace.org. With every step, you can make a difference.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
We have one goal for Triple Team Traffic, to keep you moving and on time. Three times more coverage on KSL News Radio.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Who do I play for? I play high school basketball for every baller who ever played a pickup game on a driveway, playground, or alley. Because we all share the same dream. I play for buzzer beaters, big-time boards, and burying rainmakers. I play high school basketball for the chance to put my hometown in Utah on the map by playing in a state championship.
Only 0.5% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home.
I play high school basketball because I love performing in front of a capacity crowd in my hometown gym.
This message presented by the Utah High School Activities Association and the Utah Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Fastest source for breaking news. Streaming live on your phone with iHeartRadio. Tune in and the app for KSL.
KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City.
KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160.